The borough has applicants to purchase land at 700 and 1015 Sandy Beach Road, and the Planning Commission recommended the Assembly go forward with sale of both by sealed bid. Ketchikan resident Linda Millard applied to purchase one of the parcels at 1015 Sandy Beach. She told the Assembly she and her husband hope to build a house there.
My husband is a small contractor. I'm an architect, and he spent a year here building my daughter's house on Sandy Beach Road. When he came back, he said, you know, I really like Petersburg. And as we're starting to downsize our home and our businesses, we started looking for property.
2 weeks before, one of the neighbors of that property, Jolynn Duddles, urged the Assembly to keep it as an extension of the nearby park.
Selling this lot to a private party will forever and drastically change the feel and the scenery of the area. This lot is compact and full of old growth trees. No doubt many of the trees will be cut down for a home to be built. And unlike the houses adjacent to Sandy Beach Park right now that are nestled back into the area, due to the small lot size, a house will most likely crowd the beachfront.
Duddles also submitted a petition asking for the land to remain undeveloped. Her property and the one for sale both look out on the tide flats of Sandy Beach Park. That's also owned by the borough. Land sales in the area have sparked some opposition in the past because of their impact on the park land. Others in the community say the borough should be selling its land to increase the property tax base. The borough has used both sealed bid and outcry auction for selling parcels in the recent past. Sealed bid gives a buyer one shot to offer a purchase price with no open competition against people who might be your neighbors. An outcry auction allows for that open competition and can drive up the proceeds of the sale. Mayor Mark Jensen also pointed out another difference between the two.
If you are a seated elected person for the borough or for the borough, and you can't bid on these at an outcry, but you can in a sealed bid. So that's one thing to consider. Why the charter says that, we had that discussion. We're talking about putting it on. We're going to have it on an agenda to change the ordinance and get it to a vote of the public.
The borough's charter prohibits elected officials or borough employees from selling or buying anything from the borough worth over $5,000 for at least 6 months after holding office or a borough job. The exception is for a sealed bid sale open to the public. Jensen thought both properties have neighbors on local boards who might be interested in bidding. The Assembly ended up voting to go with an outcry auction for the parcel at 700 Sandy Beach Road on a 5-2 vote, with Chelsea Tremblay and Dave Kensinger voting no. Tremblay explained she didn't want to exclude the neighbors, but was in favor of selling the land.
If this seems like we're bouncing around between things, that's because it seems like we kind of are when it comes to doing land sales as a borough, but I think that there's some kind of beauty in the mess and that it just lets things come up as they come up per the participating public.
After that change, the votes were unanimous to sell both parcels and both by outcry auction. The public auction is planned for the Assembly's May 2nd meeting at noon. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.